Usually it's not good to be patronizing, but in this case, please. Patreon.com/Steve Charney, where you can help support this endeavor by contributing a dollar or less or more per month and help a serious artist doing serious work who's in serious trouble. patreon.com. This is Conversations with My Dummy, and I'm Steve Charney, and it's my great pleasure to continue our planet series with Bob Berman, astronomer, author, and bon vivant. I'll repeat what I said last time. Bob is the head of the Overlook Observatory in Woodstock, New York. He writes for the Old Farmer's Almanac and has written some great books, Secrets of the Night Sky, Cosmic Adventure, Book About the Sun, Biocentrism with Dr. Robert Lanza, and Zapped, about all the particle waves in the universe from gamma rays to radio waves. And I recommend all his books. Now, I know this isn't funny or musical segment, you know, the way my other guests are, but I love physics, I love astronomy, I love knowledge, and anything that peels back the mysteries of nature and universe. And because it's my show, I can do it. But you won't be sorry for listening. Today we move on from Mercury and talk about the next planet out from the sun, Venus. He'll be sharing with us a lot of great factoids about the place. And the theme for today's podcast is lots of songs and skits that will say a mouthful. That's the theme. Since I was a kid, I loved tongue twisters and songs that had complicated and fast-talking choruses. One which I've written, The Elevator Man, which is coming up pretty soon, but I thought I'd start with the old Abbott and Costello routine, Who's On First? Harry and I are doing it. And actually, this is an old vaudeville routine. I thought Abbott and Costello wrote it, but they didn't. This goes way back into the 1800s. So here it is.
I always was very confused about that thing.
All right, well, it's simple, okay? On the St. Louis team, They have very strange names.
Well, what are their names?
Well, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
Look, you know the fellow's names?
Yeah.
Well, then who's playing first?
Yeah.
I mean the fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The fellow playing first base for St. Louis.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who's on first?
Well, what are you asking me for?
Look, I'm not asking you. I'm telling you who was on first.
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
Now, look, have you got a first baseman on first?
Certainly.
Then who's playing first?
Absolutely.
So who gets it?
Why shouldn't he? After all, the man earns it.
Who does?
Absolutely.
Look, I'm trying to find out, what's the guy's name on first base?
Oh, no. What's on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
Then why is this what I'm trying to find out? Look, what's the guy's name on first base?
No, what's the guy's name on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
He's on third. We're not talking about him.
How did I get on third base?
Well, you mentioned his name.
If I mention the third baseman's name, who did I say is playing third?
No, who's playing first?
Stay off of first, will you? Now, what's the guy's name on first base?
What's on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
He's on third.
There I go back on third again. Look, will you just stay on third base?
What do you want to know?
All right. What is the fella's name on third base?
What is the fella's name on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base, I know. Look, you got an outfield?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Left fielder's name.
Why?
I don't know. I just thought I'd ask.
Well, I just thought I'd tell you.
Then tell me, who's playing left field?
Who's playing first?
Stay out of the infield.
Don't mention any names out here.
Look, I want to know, what's the fella's name on left field?
What is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base, I know. What's the left fielder's name?
Why?
Because.
Oh, he's center field.
Steve?
Yeah?
You got a pitcher on the team?
Wouldn't this be a fine team without a pitcher?
Tell me the pitcher's name.
Tomorrow.
You don't want to tell me today?
I'm telling you, man.
Then go ahead.
Tomorrow.
What time?
What time what?
What time tomorrow are you going to tell me who's pitching?
Now listen, who is not pitching? Who's
on... Look, I'll break your arm if you say who's on first. I want to know what the pitcher's name is.
What's on second?
I don't know. Third base. I'd like to play for the St. Louis team.
I might arrange that.
All right. Tomorrow throws the ball and the guy bunts the ball.
Yeah.
Now when he bunts the ball, me being a good catcher, throw the ball to first base. Whoever it is grabs the ball and the guy runs to second.
Uh-huh.
Who picks up the ball, throws it to Watt. Watt throws it to, I don't know, throws it back to tomorrow. A triple play. Another guy gets up and it's a long fly ball to center and I don't care.
Oh, I don't care. He's our shortstop.
Okay, this is our show about saying a mouthful. A lot of songs and bits. And here's one that I wrote. About an elevator man. You didn't know that I was once an elevator man, did you? Yeah.
Some of you may not know what an elevator man. An elevator man is the guy who used to run the elevator before everything became automated. And if he worked in a big department store like Bloomingdale's or Macy's, he'd call out everything that was on that floor. And if you were interested in that item, you got off of that floor. One good thing about my job, I travel quite a lot. I'm an elevator man all day, it's down and up. People come, people go in this department store. It's my job to call out floors when I open up the doors. First floor. Men's wear, houseware, hardware, silverware, underwear, sportswear, software, glassware, kitchen sets, dinettes, tape decks, cassettes, luncheonettes, cigarettes, cabinets, toilets, restrooms, perfumes, bride grooms, vacuums, telephones, bank loans, men's shoes, dressing rooms, bake shop, bargain, bookstore, furniture, house paints, complaints, returns, rebates. One good thing about my job. One thing I found, when you're an elevator man all day, it's up and down. There aren't many of us left, it's also automated. When I feel down, I travel up, and then I'm elevated. Down, up, up, down, up, down, down, up. Everybody stay in step, face the front, do not push. Call your flaws out, do not rush, watch the squish, do not crush. Here we go now with a whoosh, second floor. Stereos, radios, patios, videos, plants, pets, headsets, music toys, baby clothes, preteens, men's jeans, singer, sewing machines, record store, rug store, lamp and drugstore, boy shop, toy shop, joy shop, layaway, jewelry, TV, boutique, photography, swimsuits, men's boots, dry boots, parachutes, tablecloths, oak floors, pine doors. One good thing about my job, there's one thing that I've found. When you're an elevator man all day, it's up and down. Come on in, the trip is free. I'll take you to your floor and introduce you to the wonders of a wide department store. Last time, menswear, houseware, hardware, silverware, underwear, sportswear, software, glassware, kitchen sets, dinettes, tape sets, cassettes, luncheonettes, cigarettes, cabinets, toilets, restrooms, perfumes, bride grooms, vacuums, telephones, bank loans, men's shoes, dressing rooms, bake shop, bargain bin, bookstore, furniture, house paints, complaints, returns, rebates. Everyone out, last floor! We're dealing with mouthful songs. Songs are full mouth. Take a while to get them out there. Not only songs, but you're going to tell us how to tie-dye a tie, all right?
Yes, Steve, I'm going to tell you how to tie-dye a tie.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. You might want to, you know, get ready because you may want to tie-dye your tie. Right. First, you take a tie that you'd like to tie-dye and tie the tie tightly. Try to untie the tie. If the tie will not untie, then you have tied the tie too tightly. Try to untie the tie until the tie is totally untied. Then re-tie the tie, but this time not too tightly. Then take some dye and toss the not too tightly tied tie in the tie. Take your time until you feel the tie has been tie-dyed properly. Take the tie out of the tie-dye and untie the tie. Now re-tie the tie, but with different ties, and place the re-tied tie in a different dye. Take the tie out of the dye and untie the tie. The tie will now be a two-dye tie-dye tie.
Huh, okay.
Anyone know how to bag a bug?
Sure.
If you're being bitten by a big bug, but your best bet is to bag the bug in a big bag. First buy a borrower bag, a big bag. Grab the bag and bag the bug. But don't break the bag. You now have bagged the bug and bugged the bag. The bag bug in the bag may be bugged, so don't be bitten by the bug in the bag. So, now you can bug the bug in the bag by biting the bug back, or you can bring the bug to another bug, unbag the bug, and bid it goodbye.
You said a mouthful.
Steve Charney here, Bob Berman here. Bob, it's good to have you back in the studio.
Thanks. Why am I here? What am I?
You're not funny. You don't belong here. You're not funny. Bob Berman is an astronomer. Actually, you are quite funny when you want to be. Bob has an observatory in the Hudson Valley.
Good to be here, Steve.
Yeah. We're in the middle of series on the planets. What it would be like to live on them, maybe what a creature might look like, how long it would take before your birthday came up, how much you would weigh, things like that. Tell us about Venus, Bob.
Venus is the brightest thing in the night sky after the moon. And when it's out as the morning or the evening sky, boy, it can cast shadows if you're on a white surface like snow. And that's why people call it the goddess of love, maybe. Because as the brightest thing, it's a nice idea that the brightest object should be the one that represents love, which some think is the most powerful force in the universe. I do, anyway. But if you actually went to Venus, you wouldn't be thinking about things like love. You'd be thinking about how the heck you could get out of there as quickly as possible, because it's the worst place. Venus is surrounded by thick clouds. Well, that's not so bad. But when you got to the surface, you'd find that the atmospheric pressure is so crushing that it would just crush you down into nothingness. Some people have pressure cookers in their kitchen where the pressure within gets greater and greater. It gets to about double the pressure on the surface of Earth, so it can cook foods faster. But on Venus, it's 90 times the pressure of the Earth's atmosphere. Plus, it's a temperature of 800 degrees, which is hotter than your stove, almost as hot as a wood stove. So if you can imagine that kind of temperature and that kind of pressure, boy, you could cook anything. Take out a hot dog, it would be done, zip, in a second or two. Really, a second or two, faster than a microwave. So you sure wouldn't want to be on the surface of Venus.
If somebody did live on Venus, their body would have to be adapted to that tremendous pressure, and sulfuric acid wouldn't be able to bother them?
That's right. I'm glad you mentioned sulfuric acid, because that's what the atmosphere is made up of, carbon dioxide plus droplets of sulfuric acid. So if you were dressing nicely, and you know how we all want to dress well when we visit planets, you'd find your clothes starting to just rot off your body and burn and get holes in them, and then your skin would start to itch and burn and turn red, and your skin would eventually start also disintegrating. It would be a horrible, horrible experience. So any creatures there would have to have some kind of outer shell or covering, maybe made of a plastic or a glass-like substance, which is impervious to sulfuric acid. Glass also could withstand the high temperatures, but not so good at surviving those high pressures. So it's hard to imagine how anything could exist there. And we don't expect anything to exist there, including ourselves, because we have no intentions of sending astronauts ever to that place, because if there is such a place as hell in the real world, Venus is it.
Your birthday would come up every how often?
Another screwy thing. The day on Venus is longer than its year. The year is 225 days, and the day is about 244 days. So if you were 16 years old, you'd also be about 15 days old at the same time.
So you'd be celebrating your birthday almost every day.
Yeah.
That might be fun.
Yeah, more than once.
Get a lot of presents. Get a lot of presents.
A lot of presents, but it wouldn't be worth it.
Thanks a lot. Next time we'll be talking. Are we going to be dealing with Earth?
Yeah,
we'll do Earth. You want to talk about Earth?
Sure.
Great. Next time we're talking about Earth. We did Mercury.
Yeah, it's our favorite
planet.
Just
keep moving back. I like it. I'm going to sing a little song called "Good Peanuts." It's a song I learned when I was a kid. It's one of my favorites when I was growing up. A man who has plenty of good peanuts and giveth his neighbor none, that man shall have none of my good peanuts when his good peanuts are gone. Oh, won't it be joyful, 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 won't it be joyful, son? Oh, won't it be joyful, joyful, joyful when his good peanuts are gone? A man then owns them soft sweet soda crackers and giveth his neighbor none. That man shall have none of my soft sweet soda crackers when his soft sweet soda crackers are gone. Oh, won't it be joyful, 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 won't it be joyful, son? Oh, won't it be joyful, joyful, joyful when his soft sweet soda crackers are gone. Now a man that owns them rich red rye fresh strawberry shortcake and giveth his neighbor none. That man shall have none of my rich red rye fresh strawberry shortcake when his rich red rye fresh strawberry shortcake is gone. Oh, won't it be joyful, 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 won't it be joyful, son? Oh, won't it be joyful, joyful, joyful when his rich red rye fresh strawberry shortcake is gone. Now a man that owns them a $3 Plymouth Rock all wool yard rider guarantee natural ripple tail work pants and giveth his neighbor none. That man shall have none of my $3 Plymouth Rock old wool yard white guaranteed natural rubber tail work pants when his $3 Plymouth Rock old wool yard white guaranteed natural rubber tail work pants is gone. Oh, won't it be joyful, 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 won't it be joyful, son? Oh, won't it be joyful, joyful, joyful when his $3 Plymouth Rock old wool yard white guaranteed natural rubber tail work pants is gone. A man who owns them, pause, peculiar patent, perpetual pocket panoramic poems for past examinations, and giveth his neighbor none. That man shall have none of my pause, peculiar patent, perpetual pocket panoramic poems for past examinations, when his pause, peculiar patent, perpetual pocket panoramic poems for past examinations are gone. Phew! Oh, won't it be joyful, 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 won't it be joyful, son? Oh, won't it be joyful, joyful, joyful when his false peculiar pan perpetual pocket panoramic post pass examinations is gone. Woo! Okay. Good peanuts. Hey, let's do a tongue twister.
Sounds good to me.
All right, now repeat after me. Say, Betty Botter bought some butter, but she said the butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter, that'll make my batter bitter. But if I buy some better butter, that'll make my batter better. So it was better, Betty Botter bought a bit of better butter. Go ahead, say that.
Say, I can't do that.
Well, let's say it slowly. Say, Betty Botter.
Betty Burger.
Betty Botter.
Belly Button.
Betty Botter.
Beetle Bailey.
Betty Botter.
Betty Botter.
Bought some butter.
Bought some blubber.
Bought some butter.
Bought some butter.
But she said the butter's bitter.
But she said the beanie bopper.
The butter's bitter.
The butter's bitter.
If I put it in my batter.
If I put it in my bladder.
In my batter.
In my batter.
That'll make my batter bitter.
That'll make my brother fatter.
Batter bitter.
Batter bitter.
Right. But if I buy some better butter.
But if I buy a bigger burger.
Some better butter.
Batter butter.
That'll make my batter better.
That'll make my bubble bigger.
Batter better.
Batter better.
Right. So it was better Betty Botter.
So it was better body odor.
Betty Botter.
Bodybuilder.
Betty Botter.
Betty Botter.
Bought a bit.
Bought a burp.
No, a bit.
A bit.
A better.
Better.
Butter.
Burger.
Butter.
Butter.
Okay, now say the whole thing at once.
All right, here it goes. Beanie booba bought a blip of bushes at the blip of bumper. If I put it on my burger, that'll make my Betty Booper.
Never mind.
The first song that I learned that said a mouthful was in fourth grade. It was off a record called Everybody Sing, and it was sung by Oscar Brand, Mrs. Murphy's Chowder. I memorized it, sang it at our little class party that we had every year, and I was an immediate hit. My classmates went nuts, and they insisted that I sing it at every class party for the next 3 years. Even the teacher liked it so much, she asked me to write down the words for her. And so it launched my career as a goofball, and a star was born. Here it is. This is off my Silly Songs About Silly People album, available on my website, and Jay Unger and Molly Mason are helping Harry sing it.
Won't you bring back Mrs. Murphy's chowder? It was tuneful, every spoonful made you yodel louder. After dinner, Uncle Ben used to fill his fountain pen from a bowl of Mrs. Murphy's chowder. There was ice cream, cold cream, benzene, gasoline, soup, beans, string beans floating all around. Sponge cake, beefsteak, mistake, stomachache, green puffs, earmuffs, many to be found. Silk hats, doormats, bed slats, Democrats, dumbbells, doorbells, begging to be dined. Meatballs, fishballs, mothballs, cannonballs, come on in, the chowder's fine. Won't you bring back, won't you bring back Mrs. Murphy's chowder? After each helping, you'll be yelping for a headache powder. And if they have it where you are, you might find an Austin car in a bowl of Mrs. Murphy's chowder. There was ice cream, cold cream, benzene, gasoline, soup beans, string beans floating all around. Sponge cake, beefsteak, mistakes, stomachache, cream puffs, earmuffs, many to be found. Silk hats, doormats, bed slats, Democrats, dumbbells, doorbells, begging to be dined. Meatballs, fishballs, mothballs, cannonballs, come on in, the chowder's fine. Won't you bring back, won't you bring back Mrs. Murphy's chowder? You can pack it, you can stack it all around the water. The plumber died the other day, they embalmed him right away in a bowl of Mrs. Murphy's chowder. There was ice cream, cold cream, benzene, gasoline, soup beans, string beans floating all around. Sponge cake, beefsteak, mistakes, stomachache, cream puffs, earmuffs, many to be found. Silk hats, doormats, bed slats, Democrats, dumbbells, doorbells, begging to be dined. Meatballs, fishballs, mothballs, cannonballs, come on in, the chowder's fine. I'm gonna try it real fast. There was ice cream, cold cream, benzene, gasoline, soup beans, string beans floating all around. Sponge cake, beefsteak, mistakes, stomachache, cream puffs, earmuffs, many to be found. Silk hats, doormats, bed slats, Democrats, dumbbells, doorbells, begging to be dined. Meatballs, fishballs, mothballs, cannonballs, come on in, the chowder's fine.
Yo! Woo! Yo! Woo! Conversations with My Dummy is produced, written, and performed by me, Steve Charney. And I want to thank Bob Berman for being my guest today. Next time, we're going to be dealing with the Earth itself. A lot of interesting facts about the Earth and how it compares to the other planets. So, also, let's see. What do we want to say here? You can subscribe to this podcast, right, on iTunes, TuneIn, on my YouTube channel, on Google Play, or on patreon.com/Steve Charney, where you can become a patron of the show for $1 a month.
Steve's website is stevecharney.com. It has a lot of information about his live stage shows, how to contact him, all the stuff he has for sales, which includes books and CDs, his bio, a lot of stuff, man.
Right. And on Facebook, search for Steve and Harry Conversations with My Dummy and like the page. Or you can do Twitter, too. Right. So, if you like this podcast,
spread the word around, man. Spread the word around.
Right. And, Harry?
Yeah.
What did the apple say when it fell out of the tree?
I can talk!